I'm looking at my logbook. I'm just curious if I ever did make contact with him. For some reason, the call sign does sound familiar.
We should. He was pretty active on this repeater. Now, I mean, over the past 6 months to a year, probably not active enough, or maybe not even active at all. As I said, the heart and lung problems eventually caught up to him. I don't even know when he passed. I heard about it a couple of days before Christmas. I heard about it from the owner of the bar that he used to frequent here in Malden. This would have been like the 22nd or so. So, for all I know, it could have happened a month before. I visited him in hospital, I think, in October, and he had already been in hospital for 2 weeks. So, you know, you get old, you get sick, things happen. He was a good guy, though. He was an automotive machinist. He would take apart engines and put them back, automotive engines, rebuild them, put them back together. Not an easy thing to do, especially when you're totally blind.
Completely blind and he could put engines back together?
I've seen him do it. I've watched him do it. Sometimes I would help a little bit, you know, but he could obviously do it without me. Yeah, he rebuilt internal combustion engines, automotive engines. He had done that for 30, 35 years. And, you know, having always been blind, I guess it was a bit of a challenge.
He was pretty talented then. Yeah, so I guess you have to study for a exam license using Braille.
I don't know about that. Or you have to verbally ask the questions, or... Yeah, I mean, obviously you have to make some accommodations for blind people. He was also a pretty good electronics person. You know, especially when it came to older stuff, like old vacuum tube circuits. You know, you can say, hey, Al, my radio's making this weird buzzing noise. Oh, that's your filter capacitor on the output of the plate of the modulator or whatever. He was real good at that.
Sounds like he was a pretty talented man.
Extraordinary talented and, you know, had to overcome a disability. I suppose if you learn to accommodate, if you can't see, you learn how to feel things and however. I was amazed. I've seen him put together engines and, he was good at it.
Thank you if I could have seen that. Yeah. So I guess he didn't let his blindness take over his life. He just decided to push on.
Yeah, I mean, I guess pretty much not a decision. These are the cards you were dealt, I suppose. Deal with it. You know, either that or become a helpless, a helpless nothing your whole life. I guess that's the only other choice.
Well, he decided not to choose that, so, you know, I admire him for that. ULP for station ID. Your signal went bad there. Could not understand you.
ULP KD2BNG. That wasn't me. That might have been some other station. I'll come back in. That could even be... I told you one of the other problems with this repeater. There's a Tennessee repeater and a North Carolina repeater, I think, on the same frequency. Occasionally, if you hear a burst of noise and you can't make out audio, you know, it could be one of the mobile units trying to contact that repeater.
Yeah, that would make sense. I guess they should have assigned those repeaters some different frequencies.
All you really had to do was put an input tone on this repeater, and that would solve the problem. Now, I don't know if you know, there is an output tone on this repeater. There's an 88.5 output tone. So, that will take care of the problem where you're hearing the Tennessee repeater, because it won't allow anything through without the tone. So it takes care of that problem. It still doesn't handle the reverse problem of a mobile unit trying to contact the Tennessee repeater and triggering this one. If they had a tone on the repeater input, that would solve that.
Well, I'm kind of glad that they don't do that because I have no clue how to program a tone on my radio yet.
Yeah, and this repeater doesn't require one on the input. Yeah, but as I said, there is a tone on the output. So if you ever had, if you ever get that programmed in there, that'll exclude the Tennessee or North Carolina or Alabama or wherever the heck it is repeater. And I think it's 88.5, I think, is what it is. But there is no tone on the repeater input, which is why sometimes you'll get that burst of noise you just heard. Or it sounds like voices very far away, but you can't say what you can't make out what they're saying.
I heard that voice in that burst, but I'm not sure.
Probably won't. Or it, you know, or it sounds like it's, I hear voices, but I can't make out what they're saying. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what that is. You'll hear the traffic trying to reach the other repeater. And to reassign repeater frequencies over a wide area is fairly common.
I did hear like a faint voice, but I couldn't make out what it was saying. I heard more of the background noise.
As I said, or it's just someone with a, you know, weak transmitter or something. It could be local traffic, and he's just, you know, he's got no transmit power.
Or ULP appreciation ID. Yeah, that probably could happen pretty easily.
Frequency reuse on 2-meter FM, I imagine, is common. Because I don't know how many channels there really are. Let's see, if the band is 4 megahertz wide, and there's a 25 megahertz channel spacing, there's probably not more than maybe 200 available frequencies. So, if you look up the frequency, whatever this is, 146610, it's probably a dozen repeaters around the country.
I just got a question, just out of curiosity. So, if I was out of range of any 146610 repeaters and I programmed my rig to that and somebody else programmed their rig to that, we could talk to each other using that frequency. Correct?
If range of any repeater, I'm sorry, repeat the last part of that question.
At 2 HTs and I was out of range of any 146610 repeaters that use that frequency, and each of us program our radios to that frequency, we could still talk to each other using that frequency, correct?
Forget two, though. One of you would have to be in reverse mode. Then, yeah, you could do it. Assuming the two mobile units are within range. Assuming two mobile units are within range of each other, and the repeater died. Well, you would have, that's where reverse mode comes in, which temporarily flips around the receive and transmit frequencies. Because if the receive frequency is 146610, the transmit frequency is 600 kilohertz up or down from that. I think it would be like 146.10. So you have to take that into account.
Yeah, I guess you have to do that too.
Yep. HKD2BNG and KO4ULP, how you doing?
How are y'all talking about this? You mind if I drop my hat in the pole here?
I can do anything you'd like, it's a public radio.
I didn't really want to butt in y'all's conversation there. There's actually another way. I don't know if this is very well known, but if your radio can do it, you can force your radio into simplex mode as well. I've actually managed to do it on my HT. I got a ST70D by Yaesu, and I run it. I forced it into simplex mode one day for a repeater in North Carolina. They ran it. It was such a weird mode, but I had to force it into simplex a little bit to program it right. But, yeah, you can also force it into Simplex. You can run Simplex on a repeater frequency per se, but, Chad, KO4NUE, was talking about if you get a chart, a 2 meter, 2 meter spectrum, quote unquote, I guess you call it spectrum, but it's more the band. Even though we got access to run sideband, FM, and data through the whole band, there are certain sections like allocated for, okay, you run this certain range of frequencies for repeaters, this frequency for CW, this frequency FT8, FT4, blah, 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 blah. But that's my two cents there.
Alright, I could put this radio in simplex mode, and I could contact the input frequency of this repeater, but it does me no good. I can't really hear the reply. But most commercial radios also have that talk around feature where I think they go to the if you hit the talk around button, it goes to the receive frequency and makes it the same as the transmit frequency. But yeah, I mean there's ways around it for when the repeater goes away.
Yeah, I guess that, you know, there's always loopholes that you can do, but I have to go here, so 7-3, so it's nice talking with you. KO4, QLP, and I'll be clear after your final.
Monitoring or QSO.
4 VAS.
NH, that last station, you got a lot of white noise on you, but I managed to pull out your call sign. I think it was KO4 VAN.
4 VAS Sierra. This is Mark.
And I interpreted that time, but you got a lot of white noise every single beer. You're coming in the repeater, I can pick you out though.
I'm pretty new at this, and I've got to buy an FWR meter, and you can buy one for $20, you can buy one for, $500, and I'm just on a 2 meter band. I've got my technician license, so if you got any ideas about that.
Well, welcome to the hobby. I heard you checking the net last night, first time ever. Welcome to the hobby. And if you're talking about an SWR meter, if you have, at least in my opinion, if you have a antenna that's store-bought and it's tuned, pre-tuned already, you don't have to really, and your radio's not showing high SWR, you should be fine. But antenna analyzers, it purely comes down to personal preference. Like my dad, KI4MRA, he uses a MFJ antenna analyzer. I got a $20 Nano VMA from Amazon. There's some other gentlemen on here that have Rig Experts, which is the really high dollar end analyzer. It all comes down to the features that the analyzers have, but if you're making antennas, they're very useful. If you're not, I can't really speak to that. I've made antennas before, and I've had to tune them a little bit. But generally speaking, if you got like a store ball, let's say 2 meter width, it should generally go.
Okay, I'm building a ground plane antenna right now, and the specs are pretty specific. I mean, the lengths of the rod are spelled out pretty good, so I don't think I'm gonna have any trouble. But I thought I would just hook it up before I really got started with it. It's not built yet. I'm in the process of building it right now. But I thought maybe it'd be a good idea to check it before I burn something up, 10-4.
Good thing to have. Like I said, I've got one mainly for checking my antenna. I've actually got a HF antenna. I am actually general class, so I operate on HF bands. It's the 80-meter, 60-meter, well, 80-meter, 40-meter, 20, 10, so on and so forth. I operate on those bands. And I've had to tune my antenna a little bit. It's a Gap Titan DX. It's a vertical antenna. It gets out there, but yeah, it all comes down to what you're doing. In your case, from what the sounds of it, I'd recommend getting one, especially if you're building it.
It's a lot. So, do I buy buy $20 off of Amazon or go up a little bit.
Coming in, this is KO4NH. Go ahead, comment.
Hey, this is KN4VWA, Steve up in Inman. And that $20 SWR meter from Amazon does just great for just on our 2 meter 440. And if that's as far as you're going with this, then I'd say that's just fine. But if you're building a ground plane for HF, there's all kinds of variables that can skew the SWR, including soil. Before I put a good radio on HF, I definitely check the SWR on there and see just exactly where I was, because if you got a high SWR, you can burn out the finals.
That's what I was afraid of. Not that much money, so I'll invest in that before I actually get this thing, and I'll be able to have one in a couple of days.
KN4VWA, that listen, for your HF, if you wanted to, you know, when you get up on your general, there's lots of us guys out here that'd be glad to come down and just help you out the first time, and just to get you up on the air, you know, throw them a rig expert on it, check it out real good, just make sure you haven't got any problems, and let you fly, and then that way down the road you can really look and see what everybody's got and what's out there, and make a better decision as to what you need at the time.
Yeah, I can also test the $20 antenna analyzer. I've actually got one. It's good for if you're just wanting to check a SWR. I'm actually looking at getting a rig expert in the near future for my plans. I've actually planned on doing part of stuff and or summits on the air. But, yeah, the $20 antenna analyzer works pretty good. It, in my opinion, though, I had big hands. It doesn't really fit me very well. But beyond that, it's a very, very good analyzer for what it does.
Yeah, but it won't check the HF now, will it?
If you're checking 80 meter, though, you have to fudge with some of the settings. If you're just checking the entire HF spectrum, it can do that. But I have issues mainly with my 80 meter side and trying to tune that. I had to fudge some of the settings in there to get to play ball, just to display just the 80 meter frequency, so I know I can see where my SWR lies.
It won't do anything but 2 meter and 440. So you sound like you got a little something pretty good there, bud. But yeah, I went ahead and bought I've got a Mosley TA-33 beam up on top of my 50-foot tower now, and I went ahead and jumped for the Rig Expert Zoom 55, and man, that thing is slick, slick, slick. I can even tell you just how far out I've got a problem with a piece of cable with it.
Yep, that's all great. Great, I appreciate everything. Okay, I'm working on my general. I hope to get it soon. Not there yet. But I've enjoyed playing with it. So thank you guys. If I got any more issues, I'm gonna come back on here and ask for some help. So this is KO4VAS, and I'm clear.
Yes, this is KO4NNH. It's been fun talking to you. I'm actually a novice when it comes to HF. VHF, UHF, Digimos, on the other hand, that's what I dabble in mainly, as well as FT4, but this has been KO4NH, 73 Mark. Steve, I'm also going to say 73 to you, my friend. It's been nice talking to you again, but I need to go and clear out my nearby destination. KO4NH, I'll be clear after y'all's finals.
Hey, listen, have a good day, and try to stay dry. Happy New Year. KN4VWA, I'm clear.
I'm in my garage, so I'm dry, but I'm watching the rain. This is KO4VAS, 73 to all of you. Have a great day. I'm clear.
ECL, this is KO4ULP.
So 4VAS, Alpha Alpha 1 Romeo Delta.
VAS.
This is Bob, AA1 1RD over in Piedmont. I heard you speaking with the other gentleman about antenna analyzers and SWR meters, and I have a suggestion for you based on my experience, if you want to hear it.
Absolutely. Let me have it.
I started out, I purchased a fairly expensive MFJ antenna analyzer, which I used for the first few years, and it was, you know, $250, almost $300. And then I discovered this nano VNA that's a little higher end nano VNA than the $20 one. It's called a nano VNA hyphen H as in Henry 4, the letter 4. Nano VNA hyphen H4. It cost me about $69. But it is the thing that I use now almost exclusively because it's so small, but it has a large enough screen. It's a 4-inch screen, not a 2.8-inch screen, so you can actually use it practically out in the field.
Great information. I'm going to go look that up in just a few minutes to check it out. I appreciate that. Give me your call and your name again. I missed it.
It's AA1RD. That's Alpha Alpha 1 Romeo Delta. And my name is Bob. B-O-B. And I'm in Piedmont.
I mean, I sure again, I appreciate that. Yeah, you know, I've kind of dibbled with this stuff throughout the years and never, I had my license one time and let it lapse, but I didn't do anything with it. I'm getting ready to retire. I'm trying to get a hobby, and I thought I'd dive in and do some things I'm probably not supposed to do, but it's fun to do, and I just certainly don't want to blow anything up on my first go-round. So,
my pleasure. You can check my QRZ webpage out just to see. I'm very interested in antenna theory and design. That's what I love to do. Built many an antenna. And I have a nano VNA H4, which you'd be more than happy to borrow for a few days if you wanted to play around with it and see what it does for your ground plane. You can reach me via the QRZ email page, or occasionally I'm monitoring on this repeater. Good meeting you, and if there's anything ever that I can do, or any of the other folks who offered to help, please take advantage of it, because it's a great way to get to meet new people and swap learning. Okay, Mark, I'll let you go. Thank you for coming back to me. This is Alpha Alpha 1 Romeo Delta. I'll be clear with the KO4 VAS on your final.
This is KO4 ULP.